Time has come for Wheels and Cats. We're gonna watch all those films and have a blast. We'll see our friends and enjoy some laughs. Sit right back and just relax.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back, motherfuckers. Everyone. What's going on? That's not
how we start, right?
No, don't worry about it. Put the mic back up. Talk, all right? Put the mic back up.
I thought we had a thing that we always did in every beginning.
Yeah, that was it. We were on point until you laughed at me and said that's
not
how we
usually do this. We always say, hello, welcome.
Yeah, then our social security numbers, and then we introduce a guest, but there is no guest here.
Okay.
And my identity has been stolen numerous times.
What happened with the guest booking? Because I know that's your job. First off, this is the most important thing. Where is our guest?
Okay, yeah, right. Well,
and then we'll get into who we are and what we do.
I don't know if you've been following the legal emails that you've been copied on for the most part, but we did have a big...
They go straight to my spam folder.
Yeah, okay. That's irresponsible. But
because I love spam.
Yeah, I mean, it has something to eat. And
nice
emails
salty
are fun
meat.
Too. Yeah, no, it's a good thing. Spam is actually is a wonderful ingredient. Mm. I mean, we can get into that later, though, because right now you asked me a question. I'm trying to answer you.
The legality. Go on.
You're being really aggressive. Your body language is being very aggressive towards
you
me.
You have
right
the
now.
Floor.
Okay, so, you know, I had a big guest hooked. This was going to be big news, you know. That's why it's been a while since we did a cast. So I was fighting these legal battles over it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, it was the guest I had lined up was Kevin Spacey, and you know, I was really excited to get him, but then all this bad news started coming out, and unfortunately he had already signed a document binding us to have him on the show, and I had to get legal to intervene to make sure he didn't get on the show. There's been some, I don't know if you heard about the Kevin Spacey stuff going on, but there's some pretty crazy stuff going on with Kevin Spacey. Have you been up on that? Have you been up? Is that enough of a fucking excuse for you? All right. Do you want Kevin Spacey, international pedophile, on the show?
You know, you make a good point that we shouldn't have had him on after the news broke, but I do think you had a bad judgment of character by inviting him in the first place.
How was I supposed to know? I never met
everyone
Kevin Spacey.
Knew. Didn't you see?
Everyone knew.
Everyone knew.
Who knew? Huh? Who knew? You knew?
Well, I think maybe the people that he abused.
Did the millions of fans and close followers of the Netflix hit original series House of Cards know?
I never liked that man. He's so smarmy.
What's smarmy about him?
His voice and the way he squints his eyes when he's talking at you.
Yeah.
And his really bad accent he does in some movies.
Well, you know, maybe he's trying to hide the true devil that is him, you know. I'm sure he talks like that to children too.
Yeah, this is a scary bit. I'm like goose stepping around.
It's not. It's not. Okay, don't say you're goose stepping. That's a scary bit. Or you want to talk about scary bits? Don't ever say you're goose stepping on my fucking podcast in my home, Tom.
Well, since he said it, I'm the big Tom.
No, he's the big Tom, all right. Big old goose stepping Tom Hunsaker.
And he's the other guy.
Yeah, I'm Kevin Spacey. Antique Spacey man, mm-hmm. Jacob Doherty, a.k.a. the Big Snake. And, hey, we're here doing the Wilson cast. We're not here to talk about Kevin Spacey. We're not here to talk about whatever it is your thing with the Nazis.
But we will if you do email us in about it. We will talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, no, please. I mean, we're open to casual emails. It gets a little swamped in there on, you know.
We can make some time.
Work days, but perhaps on a weekend or after business hours.
Crazy Snake, why don't you go ahead and read one of those emails we received the other day?
Oh, okay. Well, here's a fun one. Hang on a second. I'm going to actually bring up the email. I'm glad that you did this. I'm going to bring up the email.
He is currently clicking.
Yeah. You don't narrate. You could find something more interesting. How about talk about that virtual city that Bill Gates is bringing up? Did you guys hear about this?
Well, Bill Gates bought $400 million in land in Arizona. He plans to build a future city.
How do you feel about this?
Good for him, man. I think, like, if I had tons of money, like, this is how I would be spending it.
Who are you? Are these people going to get an invite? Is it invite only? Is it just going to be a big old rich white city?
I think, number one, you got to know basic.
Yeah.
That's number one. On the app, you know, he's going to want to know if you know your basic language, computer language.
You think people are going to talk in some kind of different language, or I'm not following.
I think we're going to have sunglasses and text is going to scroll across them, but it's going to be in computer language.
I bet everyone's wallet is just going to be replaced with a USB drive.
We're going to have springs in the heels of our shoes, so whenever we want
to. Oh, I hope to God that we do. We could jettison our pasty white tech bodies
also,
over buildings.
We'll have robotic knees because everyone knows everyone's knees go bad way too quick. We're going to have knees that can bend both ways.
I mean, that would be cool, but how would you stand up? You'd have to find a balance. No,
you have control over the joints and the sockets.
You're going to have muscles on both sides. Or whether I'm picturing a folding scenario where people...
No, hydraulics.
Hydraulics?
Yeah, the future. Hydraulics. What everyone has always said is going to be the future and forever will be the future. Hydraulics.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, anyways, I got my email open now.
Okay.
I mean, I'm glad we had that conversation.
No, it's very important we had that conversation.
Okay, we got an email.
Bill Gates, open invitation.
Yeah.
Come on and discuss your future
city.
No,
Bill Gates, open invitation. Not yet, although, you know, I do have some pending email chains with him.
Mm.
Mostly about legal
battles.
No,
I'm saying he has an open invitation to come on whenever he wants. Oh. You're saying he doesn't.
No, I was saying that he was going to email us, inviting us to his new future city.
Oh, that we have the open invitation.
I would love to be
in
the
future
city.
Oh, that's a big snafu. No, that's not what I was saying.
You think there'll be water there? Is that a thing in the past? I'm
gonna
stop
asking
questions about it. Yeah, there's no water in Arizona. All right, first email we got is from a lass, it looks like. That's not Jessica, although I think it's supposed to be Jessica.
What are you talking about? Do we actually have? This is your actual spam folder.
No. It's not.
Sorry.
This is corporate email.
I'm sorry.
This is official Snake and Tea email.
It is. I saw another tab you had open.
All right. Well, you know, the subject reads, "A Lovely Surprise." So let's open it up. Let's see. I like surprises.
Do you know how dangerous it is to open these emails?
It's not dangerous at all.
What are you
Google's filtering this out for me. Good afternoon. I am 30 years old. I am a lonely, attractive
girl. You don't
know
what you're reading
next. I want to find a reliable, caring man. Sound familiar, Tom?
Yeah. Thank you. Me, yeah.
For future relationships in the future. Hey, this is
in
not,
future cities.
Oh, don't open that email. Look, who just changed a different
hey.
Tune. If you are interested, write to me and I will give you more information about myself and send my photos.
Okay, please take
Have
this down.
Have a nice day.
Please take this down. Are you typing?
Yeah. Yep, I am.
Okay.
Reply. Yep. What do you want me to say?
Dear.
Keep in mind, her name looks like Jessica, but it's not Jessica. Jess is 3A.
Dear Jessica 3A,
yep.
Are you typing?
Okay.
I don't hear your Foley work.
Yeah, hang on.
Dear, my dearest Jessica's 3A, I understand you're looking for a strong man, a smart man, and a future man. And baby, I think I'm that guy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want to put in ellipses after that? Like
no, just put my zip code, street address, social security number. Good, you know it?
Yeah, no, I know this stuff by heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
And put cell phone. Some
cell phone. I'll put cell phone too. Yeah,
cell phone.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Credit card number.
Yeah, we're gonna
put that down.
Credit card number.
Yep.
You, the CRV code in the back. What's that?
767.
767. Okay.
Yep.
We got that. For Jess's 3A.
And then. Yep. Tab. I mean, enter. Yeah, delete those tabs. It's annoying me for some reason.
Yeah, I also
okay.
I did a link embed of Enter Sandman by Metallica.
And then LinkedIn page.
Yeah,
LinkedIn
page. Password though. You're gonna want to put the password in there for her.
Enter. Is this good enough? Question mark.
Space.
Future lover?
Question mark?
Hyphen future lover.
Yeah,
future lover.
You know, I already did that.
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna send this out? Send. Okay, it's sent.
There you go. All right. Well, that was our email segment.
Yeah, that was
our weekly email segment. Mm-hmm. We encourage all fans to.
Thank you very much.
We're not
thank
even
you.
Fans. It could be.
Email in. Listen. You know, share it with your friends. No Kevin Spacey though. Don't email us. He knows about that though. We already sent that out. Okay. But we're here to talk about Owen Wilson.
Yeah, that's right. We are the Owen Wilson podcast.
Yeah, that's our thing. There is no other in existence, and we are the best. We are the patriarchs of Wilson.
That's right.
Fandom.
That is right.
And we're we're so entertaining.
I got some fresh off the oven Wilson news.
Ooh, off the oven.
Yep. I was on his good old Wikipedia page looking up some facts for the movie, which we'll get into in a second.
I hear he maintains that himself.
He does. Yeah. I could tell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I could tell just by how it reads. I could tell.
I'm sure it makes you real
comfortable. I was under his movies. I was looking just see what we had coming up.
Yeah.
And 2018 release, there is a documentary called Dolphin where he voices himself, narrates it.
No,
I cannot wait for that docu to come out.
A documentary called Dolphin.
Right now, working title, Dolphin.
Yeah, but he's voicing the narration.
He's the voiceover. He's the David Attenborough of Richard Attenborough.
That's going to be amazing. I can't wait. That's great.
Which one was in Jurassic Park?
They say, what? What?
Was that Richard Attenborough or David Attenborough?
I don't think there is a Richard Attenborough.
Yeah, that's the old guy from Jurassic Park.
Richard Attenborough.
Yeah, I always confuse the names.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Look it up.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it right now, but yeah, I believe you.
Type it in.
I believe you. I'm not actually typing. You're doing that with your mouth. Okay, outside of the Attenborough family, if they're related or not, I don't know. I like them. But that's pretty cool. They say that's like the final evolution of your acting career once
Dolphins?
You get to the... I don't know, a documentary.
Oh, narration.
Yeah, you know, like Oprah Winfrey did that one.
Yeah. Johnny Depp did one.
That Cumberbatch fellow that people were all hot on.
John C. McGinley did one.
Yeah, John Cena did too. John Cena did as well. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's good. That's interesting news. I'm glad to know that Wilson's still expanding his portfolio. He's got talent, obviously.
And he still has new and hot, fresh things coming out. Speaking of new and hot, fresh things, anything going on in old Jake's world?
In my world? In
Crazy Snake's world?
Well, my therapist stopped returning my phone calls.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that's happening
now.
Oh,
boy.
I don't know what else you want me to say about that. You're the one that kept pushing me about the news.
Mm.
But I think it's fine. I could, I've hopped before. I could hop to a new one.
Yeah.
You just got a good shelf life.
A couple months. You just need some springs in the heel of your shoe and you'll be on to the next
adventure. That's what I keep telling them that. And then, you know, the next thing is you have schizophrenia and, you know, they're trying to send me away and I owe them a bunch of money and I never pay them. I'm not really surprised.
Yeah.
But that's about all that's new
with
me.
It's a rough cut, man.
Anything new going on with you before we jump into
actually
this?
Actually, it's
fine
going
film?
Really bad. I wish you hadn't asked.
Anything you want to elaborate on?
No, God, no.
No, okay.
No, it's incriminating.
Well, leave it at that. Yeah. Don't do anything crazy. Don't do anything you'll regret tonight.
You know? Yeah, well, we'll be here reviewing the big year, good or bad, rain or sunshine.
Yep.
Like I said, the good year.
The big year.
Hmm?
It's the big year, not the good year. That's a brand of tire.
Oh, my God, I watched the wrong movie.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You watched the... don't get me wrong. That's a hell of a movie.
Oh, no.
That's
I watched the good year.
I know you did. I know. But that's okay.
That's why there's so many race cars?
Yeah, and rubber manufacturing. It's a totally different animal. I don't know what you
thought. Oh, boy. Why don't you take lead on this one? I'm going to watch the little Spark Notes version.
Yeah, try and catch up, please. This is very unprofessional.
Okay.
Yeah.
You tell them about the movie. I'll be right back. So, I'm going to go watch the big year.
For those of you that don't know, I mean, I consider myself a bit of what they call a birder, you know, which is, you know, obsession with the big year in birding, which is bird watching. It's when you go out and you see, I think it's over like 600 or 700 birds in one year. It's considered a big year. And it's a competition, you know, people, it's a very coveted thing for the birder community. And what this movie essentially is it's you know, billed in there. You got Steve Martin, you got Jack Black, who's probably top billed, and then you have your own Wilson. And all three of them, they're bird fanatics. They're out there seeing birds, and I love birds too. So you know, I really appreciate this. I really appreciate the concept of this movie going in. I've been thinking about getting into birding. I have an app for it. I haven't done it yet, but you know, ornithology has always been a passion of mine and more of a hobby.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah,
I'm
okay,
back.
You're
all
back.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so I just watched it. Yep. Pretty damn funny, gotta say.
Yeah?
Year one, I loved it.
It's not, okay, year one, again, that's a different movie.
What?
Jack Black's in that.
It's a movie, I just watched it.
I know, no, it's a
Jack
different.
Jack Black movie, year
yeah,
one.
It's a different movie. It's
no,
a different, no.
It's not.
Year one, come on, man, the big year. The big, not year one. Is Owen Wilson in that movie at all?
Year one not the biggest year?
No, it's not the biggest. It's the smallest year.
There was a lot of costume work. I just figured he was in a costume.
No,
I'll be right
there.
Back. Just keep
go back
talking
there
about,
to my prep corner
talking
up
about
here.
Small animals.
Yeah, all right. Small animals. You know, they're descendants of dinosaurs. But anyways, you know, and pretty much what's happening is that Jack Black, Owen Wilson, and Steve Martin are all trying to go for the big year at the same time. Owen Wilson's like your top dog in this. He had the big year the year prior. He had the high score, 732 birds in a year, which is quite amazing. You know, if you're right, walking around right, trying I'm to back. Find birds.
Speaking of amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gotta say, I loved it.
It's, oh, did you?
It was a little tough. Tough watch, I gotta say. I mean, it was a little sad in parts.
Sad.
And once again, Wilson must have been in a costume. I didn't really see him too much. But
were they? All right, were they watching birds? I know you didn't watch. You didn't watch the right movie.
Definitely birds in the background.
Okay. Well, that's everyday life for lots of people. What movie did what? What was the name of the movie you watched?
I know the you movie can't you told me to watch. What? Dear John.
No. No, you, Dear John.
Yeah.
No.
You just told me, you literally just said to me, go over in that corner over there and watch the movie Dear John.
I did not say that. Why, the big year.
How would I hear that?
Do I need to write it down? Do you want me to write it down?
I've gone to too many live music shows and have blown out my eardrums and misheard you?
I mean, I wasn't saying that directly. I wasn't saying that directly. What I am saying is you keep watching the wrong fucking movie synopsis, and you're really putting a damper on this cast. Get your fucking shit together. Go over there, watch The Big Year, and then start fucking talking, please.
Okay, okay.
All right? Put the mic to your mouth and fucking talk when you're done.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, The Big Year.
All right.
The Big Year is about birds.
Right.
Watching birds. Owen Wilson is in it.
Okay.
He's right in back. All the movies
please,
we watch.
I can hear you in the background. You're doing really good when I'm not here.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Thank you. Yeah. So anyways, back to birding. Yeah. It's been a childhood kind of dream of mine. You know, I'm trying to get better with the identification of the bird songs. There's a lot of complexities to them. You know, when you're walking around every day, does anyone really pay attention to the sound of birds, or do you just get lost in the white noise of everyday life? Hang on, yo, what?
There's a lot of soccer in this one.
Yeah. Wrong fucking movie, bro. All right.
The big green.
No.
The big green.
No, dude.
Not it.
No, dude. Wrong fucking movie again. All right.
Just tell me it one more time.
Yeah, The Big Year.
Big
dude,
year.
Dude, The Big Fucking Year.
Big year.
Year.
Okay. All right.
Y-E-A-R. Year. Big Year. Birds. It's about fucking birds, dude. All right. Sorry about that. Jesus Christ. Anyways, back to what was I talking about? Birding. Yeah, birding. So, you know, like, I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, we'd probably pass. I think maybe on the ride to work, I probably pass like five, ten different birds. I wouldn't really know though. I don't know how many birds people really pass on a day to day basis. I guess I never really thought about it like that. Maybe it's more of a focusing. It's a focus. You get in tune with your surroundings. That sounds kind of nice. I guess you couldn't really be drawn. All right.
I'm back. Focus. Right, stop
okay,
everything.
Yeah.
I want to be included.
Yeah.
I watched The Big Year.
The Big Year.
2011.
Thank you. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Owen Wilson.
Yep.
Steve Martin.
This is starting to sound like the
Jack
movie
Black.
We both watched together.
Perfect.
Downstairs.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say the one we just watched?
Well, I thought maybe it was a given at this point in time. I mean, this is like our 40th episode, right?
Well, it's, you know.
Usually,
other
what
movies
we do
are good too. I mean, everyone should go out and watch those. But I do. Yeah. I would love to be part of the conversation. Hey, something I was thinking about. How many birds do you think you pass by on a?
You're real late on this one, right? You're late.
What are you talking about?
We just talked. I just talked about this.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, great minds think alike. I don't know what. I think at least 12, 14 hours.
I'll tell you what. After seeing The Big Year, I have to just say that ornithology has always been a real passion of mine.
Okay, again, you're stealing my thing here. Already been over this.
What are you talking about?
Already went over this.
How much did
verbatim.
You go over? I was gone for just several half hours.
Yeah, several half hours over the course of a day or two.
All right, well, continue on yours, and I'll get in there.
Yeah, okay. So,
I don't want to watch this movie for nothing. I want to get a word in here.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, you should have realized what we were doing long before this.
Yeah,
the
you
egg came
watched
to this.
The Big Green.
Yeah, maybe I should have. Maybe I should have.
Continue.
Okay. How did you feel about this movie?
I thought it was I think it was a movie that set out as a potential like raunchy comedy, and when they realized they wanted to make it have more meaning to it, maybe it was trying to hit all four quadrants, you know, those classic four quadrant movies.
For like four square?
No, you know, where it wants to hit old people, young people.
Oh, yeah, the demographics. Yeah.
Women and
children,
drunk
children,
old people.
Yeah.
The four quadrants.
Yeah.
And
extraterrestrials.
I think
they're in
this,
there somewhere.
This went through several rewrites and it lost its comedy edge. It wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be. I mean, you got big hitters like Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah. We know that name.
One of my favorite comedy actors. I mean, The Jerk, Parenthood. Great films.
Yeah, those are classics.
You got Jack Black. I mean,
I like Jack
Tenacious
Black.
Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny.
Yeah, that's a funny movie.
Nacho Libre?
Yeah, the classic.
Classic.
Yeah.
Well, I really can't think of any Jack
year
Black
one?
Movies right now.
You just watched it the year one.
Yeah, I actually lied about watching that. I was just trying. I sat over there, and I just Instagrammed, and then I came back over here. I said I watched Year One because I thought that was the right movie.
Yeah, you also drank 14 grape sodas, and you left them in a corner in a neat stack in my.
Well, I didn't.
Hold on.
I didn't leave grape soda in the corner if I drank it all.
You left the cans over there.
Okay.
Also,
now you're correct.
Also,
now
you
are
can't
correct.
Sit down and drink 14 sodas. That's not good for you. I don't know, guys. You can't see Tom, but he's really put on a shitload of weight recently, and it's kind of. I feel like I need to have an intervention at this point.
Stop touching me first.
I can't help it. You're fucking everywhere. Yeah. You're huge.
But like I was saying, it's got the great comedy. God, I can't think of another Jack Black movie.
Don't let it ruin your day. Thunder what?
Thunder Road?
That's not Jack Black. You know what that is.
No, the war movie.
The war movie?
With Ben Stiller.
Oh, shit. I can't think of that one now.
Thunder,
the Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder,
yeah.
Rashida Jones was in this?
She was. She was barely a character in the movie.
Yeah, why don't you talk about... So Jack Black has a little...
Oh, yeah. Well, pretty much what you have here is your classic, you know, underdog story. You got your Jack Black. He's fat.
Yeah, who are these
he's
archetypes?
Stuck in a dead end
Jack
job.
Black is the fat, still lives at home with his parents.
Underdog guy.
Underdog.
Dead end
has
job.
To work a full-time job while he's trying to bird.
Oh, isn't that terrible having to work a full-time job?
Then you have your Steve Martin, where he's a hobbyist bird watcher.
He's
been
a
working for a living.
Billionaire.
Very rich. He's a powerful man.
Built a company
man.
From the ground up. Started
in
his garage.
But he wants to retire to make birding his thing. Mm-hmm. And then you have Owen Wilson, whose career it is to bird.
Essentially, he apparently has some other kind of
who
career.
Who shouldn't
but
be the villain? They should be the guy we're
rooting
for.
He's made the villain in this movie.
Look, they're clearly trying to make Jack Black the hero of the film. But
because
I just
Because he's a schlubby kind of guy.
I couldn't get behind it. He didn't prove himself.
He got the girl, who was not a character, by
the way. He
didn't
cut his teeth enough for me to get behind him.
Well, he was a savant. He was a prodigy. He learned all the bird calls from every bird in 2 months. Hmm. He's a prodigy. So, you know, obviously it's like, well, the kid's got it, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, is that impressive? Or like, if you're the only guy that supposedly knows that, can't you just fake your whole way? Like, if I told you I know the names of every Transformer by heart, could you test me on that right now?
No, well, absolutely not. There's too many Transformers. There's way too many Transformers. You're right. I mean, I guess you could fake your way, but I mean, there's fact checking that must be involved. There's got to be fact checking.
No, it's just noises.
No, there's fact check. This is well documented. Bird calls are well documented. Some fucking nerd can go down in some bird call basement somewhere.
I just didn't trust his character.
And come up with file 82000853339 recorded in the Congo, fucking
Decepticon.
January 1953. You know, and then he could be like, that guy's full of shit.
I don't know. I just didn't trust Jack Black. Which one of them were you rooting for? Owen Wilson was one. How could we pick anyone else?
I was rooting for Owen Wilson because he's the pro. It's all he has.
What'd you think of Steve Martin?
Steve Martin was a little flat.
He was a little flat. They didn't give him much to move around with.
And him and Jack Black never kissed, and that's all I ever really wanted to see.
Supposed to be like the wise old guy, too, in parts, where I was like, I wanted a wise cracking old guy.
Yeah, a wise cracking old guy always gets favor over the actual wise old man. Mm. Everyone knows that. But, you know, he was a little flat. There was very little comedy coming from him.
Yeah.
He maybe said one thing that was funny the entire movie.
It's disappointing. This guy has some of the best stand-up I've ever seen.
I know, but maybe this movie is also an analogy for his
life. He didn't even put the arrow going through the head hat on.
And that's really a shame.
That's classic Martin.
Yeah, I mean, any kind of physical comedy. Well,
while we're on the cast, I just also want to point out we saw an Andrew Wilson appearance when they went to Alaska to go bird watching.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah,
he
I just wrap up this.
I really like that. I really like that
category.
Because I feel like he's always in these movies as a background character.
How do you think that conversation goes?
I think whenever someone's about to hook Wilson, he makes a demand. He says, "All right, but you got to get my brother Andy in there. He's having a rough year." I think that's what it goes like. I think he's like, "I'll do this, but you have to put Andrew in there."
I'll be the studio exec. You be Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
No, knock on my office.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Owen Wilson. Yes, I'm Owen Wilson.
Are you at my door?
Yes.
I hear a voice coming from some faint area.
Yes, it's Owen Wilson at your door knocking.
Please hold on a second. I am watching porn in here. While making my secretary watch me.
All right,
Let me slowly. I'm a studio executive. Yeah. Please hold on.
All right, Louis C.K.
Now come in.
Yeah. All right. So I'm opening the door with my hand, my Wilson hand,
ejaculating onto my tummy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, you're surprised now?
Yeah.
Where do you work in this business a couple of years? All right, that's our hot take.
Yeah, I think that's exactly probably what happened. Yeah. So, Andrew, close your eyes.
His brother's there, and then
Which one of you was Wilson? Which one was Andrew?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I think that's probably exactly what happened.
Yep.
So, outside of all the sexual predators being outed in the movie business these days,
luckily,
Wilson's holding strong.
Wilson. Yeah,
no,
well,
Wilson's.
Yeah,
let's talk about this.
If we're going to talk about Wilson,
talk about this.
Yeah, he's had his rocky relationships and stuff, but
he has.
Who hasn't,
I mean,
but,
he could easily be a woman-hated man.
No, that's a real thing. What if so many random people are?
That's
what
I
want to
talk
about
this.
That
Wilson
could easily.
Is the driven snow, as they say.
Yeah, but what if? We'd have to literally stop.
No, I can't. I can't. I don't want to talk about that probability.
Yeah, that's scary.
I mean, he plays a womanizer in all the movies, but it's usually the guy. It's usually a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He seems pretty comedic.
Harvey Weinstein was definitely sheep's clothing all the way.
Yeah.
He was one of the laymen.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's scary. But no, I think I believe in Wilson. I believe in Wilson.
Yeah.
I don't think he's capable of those kind of acts.
No, not good old O.W.
No way. No way. He would never do. He treats everyone with respect.
Mm.
And I don't think he has to be creepy with women to get what he wants. You know what I mean?
So last year's bird watching record was 732.
Mm.
Do you think you could see that many birds?
You think I could see that many birds?
Do you think you could?
Are we talking in a world where I have more than $23 in my bank account? Or are we talking about $23?
No, I'm talking about I sit you down at a computer.
Yeah. And I Google
you
birds
one,
and see how I many g- I can
I
see
I give
on
you
Google.
1 hour to see a picture of 732 different types of birds. You think you could do it?
Just via Google?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could do that.
In an hour?
In an hour?
Yeah.
No. No. I mean, think about the ratio of birds per minute that is. No, I can't fucking do that. No one could do that. It would take data from fucking Star Trek Next Generation to be able to do
that. That's 100 birds a minute.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
No, I can't fucking do that.
Yeah, I didn't really think
Why
about
Why would you
it.
Even ask me that question?
That was such an obvious.
No, I'm pissed.
Easy answer.
I mean, maybe I'm flattered. Maybe I'm flattered.
All right, well,
how
much time do you think it would take you?
To Google image search.
Okay. Let me ask a different question. What's your favorite kind of bird?
I was going to ask you that question, you son of a bitch. I do love birds. I mean, I like the raptors a lot. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, solid.
I think, I don't know, it's the peregrine falcon is pretty cool. That's the world's
that
fastest
classic.
Bird.
Yeah.
Falcons are cool. Golden eagle is the most widespread eagle in the world.
Did you know birds have hollow bones?
They're not hollow. Mm-hmm. They're a honeycomb structure. Little different.
Yeah, that's nitpicky.
It's not really that nitpicky.
Yeah.
I think we've all eaten fried chicken before, too. We know what the inside of a bird bone looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I have twice as many fun facts as you.
Okay, none of those are fun facts. They were just questions. They were fun facts about me. Well, let me ask you some questions here. How many pratfalls do you think Jack Black went for this movie?
You know, Jack Black's a funny guy. He doesn't always rely on pratfalls. And looking back, thinking about the movie, I don't think he fouled too much.
He didn't. No, honestly, I was proud of him.
I'll say 3.
That's exactly right.
There we go.
3 is exactly
like
right.
Like I just watched the movie.
I know. I can't believe it. Also, Owen Wilson was running in every single scene in this movie.
Amazing.
How do you feel about that?
I did not pick up on that.
Every scene he was running.
That's good to know he could still, he's still spry. He's got to be late 30s.
Imagine living like that in real life.
2011?
Like just running around and driving real fast. Well,
God,
he wasn't
what
running
was
in
it?
The car, but he
what
was
it like
fast
running
in
2011?
I don't know.
Is that, that's what you were asking me, right?
Yeah. What do you think it was like to run in 2011 with that antiquated technology they had back then?
Without springs in their shoes.
No springs in the shoes. No buildings. No telephones.
Mm-hmm.
No water. No clean water. What was that like? You'd get really thirsty, I bet, running in 2012 or 11, wherever the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah. It's hard to think. I mean, just 10 years after 9/11, too.
Wilson drives a PT Cruiser in one scene in this movie. Just one scene. Thoughts?
Oh, I picked up on this. That he does a lot of car rentals.
Ah.
His car is the Chrysler 300.
What do you think that conversation was trying to find a PT Cruiser to rent in 2011?
I would think a lot.
What do you mean you don't have it? I think it'd be a lot of that.
I want the one with the wood paneling on the side. That's not actually wood. That cruiser. I need that cruiser.
I don't think that rental cars places were doing the PT Cruiser rentals in 2011.
Really?
I don't think so.
He went to some small. They went all over the map in this movie.
Are you trying to tell me that there's more PT Cruisers in the Midwest than there's PT Cruisers around here? Is that what you're trying to say?
I didn't say Midwest.
Oh,
because
they're so stupid, Tom?
I don't know. Maybe we can do a quick search and see which state has the most PT Cruisers in it.
I'm going to look that up right now.
Type in.
Which state?
Take this down.
Yeah.
Type this in.
Wait. I'm not ready to type this in yet. Is this to Jessica, too? Are we typing this to Jezza 3A?
How many PT Cruisers? What state has the most PT Cruisers?
State. Hang on. I'm typing
what other podcasts
we're holding
can you get
mics
this kind
today.
Of
this is really fun. We're holding
we are.
Mics
we're Tom
today,
Jones
yeah.
and the mics.
Yeah, it's not unusual to
hey,
be.
Hey, love my.
What state holds the record, or we just
no,
say has the
no.
most?
Who talks like that? You gotta. Look, our machines are intelligent now.
And the most PT cruiser.
Our machines are intelligent right now. All right, just talk to them like they're human beings, okay?
Yeah. All right. I don't like you. Stop staring at me. That's how I talk to people.
No, just talk to it.
What state has. Computer. What state has the most PT cruisers? Still on the road, or are we just doing cruisers, period?
Here's what I found on the web for what state has the most PT Cruiser.
Yeah, there's nothing here. There's PT population, which, oh wait, no, that is a PT Cruiser forum. PTCruiserLinks.com.
I'm trying to have a civil conversation with my phone.
Yeah, good luck with that. I mean, I'm over here on PTCruiserLinks.com.
PTCruiserLinks.com?
Yeah.
Not being biased.
You're on the same website.
I think
we're both
GA
holding separate
has
mics.
To be a contender. I just see a lot of PT Cruisers around here for reasons I don't know.
Smiley face
emoji.
Looking up and down. Yep.
Whoa, look at this hot
this
rod.
Souped up cruiser.
Yo, it's so cool.
Okay,
to a PT Cruiser
I think we need to revise a little something here and maybe start a PT Cruiser forum because these guys look like they're reeling in the dough.
I'm seeing a lot of California votes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of well, it's a big state. I guess it's just by area alone. California, no doubt in my mind. That was a comment by the cheeky yet cocky Midnight 72. Young Cruiser is his rank on the forums. Obsessed Cruiser, wow.
Add yourself to the PT Cruiser member map. Hold on, that will answer
this
everything.
Will definitely, yeah, we need to see a map here. I did the same day I signed up and filled out my profile also. 50 Cruiser member map. Oh, wow. See, okay, all these cruisers are from, like, 2003, the latest. They weren't making these for a long time.
Okay, I don't... Maybe he owns a car in every... What was the original question?
How would it feel to run everywhere like Owen Wilson does in this movie? Or in 2011?
Sweaty. Sweaty's my answer.
He's a little frantic in this movie. He lost his wife.
Next question.
He lost his family.
Oh, yeah. As Rosamund Pike. She spells it weird. Rosamund Pike?
I don't know.
I think there's an extra
I didn't know her. He did make the best joke in this movie waiting for the whole time. You know what joke I'm talking about, right?
The flipping the bird.
Yeah. I was waiting for someone to flip a bird. He said, you know, that British man was just like, "Oh, leave it to the Americans to make this a competition. Oi! Oi, governor! Out the way, bird in America, man!" And Wilson shows this fucking, you know, what do they call it? What's a racist thing to call British people? I'm blanking.
No, I almost said something racist in that mic. You just baited me into saying something racist in the mic.
No, I know you're full of British derogatory terms towards British people. You say it all day long. Come on. You got one in the Limey. Is that Irish people?
I don't know.
Limey?
I don't know.
I wanted to say frogs, but I think that's for the French.
It's hot in here.
All right, yeah, he really gave that bucktooth British scoundrel a run for his money when he turned back and flipped him the middle finger and said, "Don't miss this bird."
Yeah, it's classic. A lot of bird puns.
Flip the bird. That was good.
They weren't solid with the bird puns. But,
no, there wasn't enough bird puns. There was a lot of talk of, well, that's a real big year. Like a big year.
Speaking of a lot of talking, I didn't really appreciate the Jack Black voiceover. It was so lazy.
I liked it. The plot was a little too complex for me, so I was really really appreciated the fact that there was a man
that's
holding
all
my hand through the
also,
entire
yeah,
thing.
The movie's very predictable. We kept guessing exactly what would happen.
You think women really have to give themselves shots in the ass when they're pregnant? Hormone shots?
Is
that a movie thing?
We'll never know the answer to that.
Or is that like a fancy...
Have you seen it in other movies?
No. No.
Maybe it's a women who have bird watching husband thing?
That'd be very specific.
I don't know. No one was using the bathroom either in this movie. Are you in the nitpick corner?
No, I'm not in the nitpick corner. I'm really curious.
Oh, I don't know.
Or is it like fancy rich lady?
If only
thing,
there was some kind of machine that you could type into
woman.
And find immediate answers.
Yeah, I wish. But let me know when that invention happens because I'm busy cruising ptcruiserlinks.com and I cannot.
What does that do? Does it make it more? I don't want to. I feel like we can just back ourselves into some trouble here.
Just chill, all right? Just chill out.
What was that Wilson quote? Let's get to quotes. What was that Wilson quote?
Oh, yeah. He was yelling at some cuckoo broad that was piloting the yacht over there, and he said, "You're crazier than a road lizard." I like that. I'm going
to
start using
that. Because they get run over all the time? Like, they're crazy to go into the road?
Yeah, I think that's what I imagine. They're like
funny.
Daredevils. They're the daredevil of the herpetology world.
Mm. Oh, God, you did it. You fucking brought up tiny animals.
Yeah, I did it.
All right, give
this movie, you didn't think this was
going to
fucking happen?
Two lizard facts.
No, I don't even want to anymore.
Because you don't have two lizard facts.
Okay, that's fucking insane. I don't have two lizard facts. Get out of here.
What else do we have to talk about?
Who
won?
Do you like
Owen Wilson won the competition.
Owen Wilson won the competition. He's a machine, though. He loses his family. He loses everything.
We'll get back to that question, yes, though. But, yeah, Owen Wilson wins. He loses his family. But he does end up going to China where he said, I'd always love to go see the birds in China.
The birds in China.
He said that
he's not watching birds in China, is
he? Was eating at a Chinese restaurant on Christmas, and he says that to the crew there.
He was on the road all the time for the birding, yeah.
So
he lost his family. But, you know.
But she was cheating on him with, like, there was undertones. So, I mean, maybe it was justified. Maybe it worked out. Maybe this is, like, his happy place. Maybe everyone ended up happy, and we just didn't see the total extent of the happiness.
Yeah, maybe. Jack Black ends up getting Rashida Jones in the end, who's not a real character in this movie at all.
She's barely. I never saw her first introduced until they were in Alaska. Did they establish her earlier?
No,
I thought,
they
she was just over someone's shoulder.
Did. No, they did. They had a very brief interaction before.
I mean, I did use the bathroom a lot during this movie.
Yeah. Well, you know.
No.
Stop doing cocaine. Or just do it on the table in front of me. I don't care.
That's better than people thinking I have diarrhea.
Yeah. Yeah, no, diarrhea is shameful, and everyone should hide that. Yeah, gross.
That's the worst.
Just, what do you mean he's not blowing cocaine in there? He's actually taking a dump? That's fucking
just
disgusting.
Thinking about what your butthole's doing in there.
Get him out of my
there?
House. Yeah, no, I don't want that. I don't believe. I don't know. I don't believe in it.
Gross.
Disgusting. But anyways, end of the day, Steve Martin dies, and I imagine he died. He probably died. Steve Martin dies. Jack Black is happy with Rashida Jones, who doesn't talk at all in the movie.
They live in a house where everything's white.
Everything's white, and you know, but it's tiny. It's a tiny space. It's cute. And Owen Wilson ends up in China, and there's still more birds out there, but it's more of a casual thing now.
That's,
they're not
that's
losing
the
their
lesson.
Cool.
There's still right. more birds out there.
There'll always be more birds in life, you know. And I think that's really what this movie was trying to tell us. In life, there's birds.
Did you tell the people, because the early part of this, did you tell people the big year is a competition for birders?
Yes.
Just want to make sure you did say all that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
All right.
I covered pretty much everything.
I did leave the room several times to check
honestly,
on the other films.
Everything we're talking about now to right now has already been covered. This okay. might be a duplicate
sure.
episode.
I was gone for several half hours.
Yeah. Several half hours combined together make hours. But that's okay. You know, you needed to pick up, and I wouldn't have found this bitch in PT Cruiser forums if I'd I still got it up here.
Yeah, I know.
What state has the most PT population? All right,
so we could probably get into our review section, yeah?
Yeah, fuck it. I haven't written any formal reviews
you
yet.
You want to go first, or you want me to go first so you can remember what we review
on? You go first.
All right, I'll kick this off. Of course, this is our Panda Owen Wilson rating score. It's based on three metrics. You have your quality of film, your quality of Wilson, and the rewatchability of the film. We
yep.
take those three numbers. We smash them together. Whatever number it looks like after they've been smashed together is the total score. No math is involved. Math is the devil's alphabet soup. So
very nice. Please continue.
Quality of film. Quality of film, I gave this one a 4. I gave it a 4 because, like we said, it was very predictable. I think the writing was a little... it was boring, actually. Well, I mean, like, not the film wasn't boring, but, I mean, like, it was obvious. I mean, we thought Jack Black's dad was going to die. They should have just killed him, and that would have been so much more impactful. Plus, the voiceover was very lazy. There's a weird Too Fast, Too Furious camera scene when he's driving in a car. It was just out of place. Like, it was obviously out of place. Quality of film, I get it for. It's not going to win any Oscars. I don't think people even knew this movie came out.
Won 3 Oscars that year.
Quality quality of the Wilson. That's the funniest thing I've heard today. That's the most unbelievable funny thing I've ever heard today. Quality of the Wilson. He's in it a ton. He definitely gives us the best lines. I always question on this. Like, was he in the movie a lot? Did he have some of the best lines? And I would give him a 7 based on those metrics for this film.
Nice.
Appearance. I'm sorry. I knew there was a third one. Appearance. Oh, shoot. I can't remember the first two now.
Does he appear a lot in the film?
Yes.
Does he have some of the best lines?
Yes.
How does he look?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, once again, that's all. I just patented that own Wilson ranking, Wilson scale. That's also patented now.
There's a subscale, yeah.
Yeah, and that's based on three metrics.
Yeah. So
that
don't
goes
steal
into
it.
The third metric yeah. of the rating system. So we gave him a 7 because he was in it a lot. He had some of the best lines with some heavy hitters with Steve Martin and Jack Black in the comedy world. So I have to give him credit here. And
Those boys.
He was technically the villain, but not like villainous villain, you know. He was definitely the
obsessed
antagonist.
Man. He was an obsessed man.
Yeah, but I like that he was driven, and I like I like people who like follow through on their hobbies, and like it's they're prideful.
Uncompromising.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to fight a little bit to keep what you care about.
And then rewatchability, a little bit boring. It did go by quick. I give it a 3 because it's not bad. It's just like I was looking for a comedy, like bit after bit after bit, and it was just straightforward story. It wasn't even I don't even know what category film I'd put this in. It's like a dramedy.
Is it a dramedy?
You tell me. Overall, I gave it a 5.
You
tell me.
You're not really familiar with the whole genre of movie known as bird exploration.
Name 2.
Yeah. Well,
No. Please name one other birdologist adventure movie.
Well, you know, you have the Bird Kingdom, which was released. That was the first one. Everyone knows that one.
What's the plot to the Bird Kingdom?
The Bird Kingdom is a man who comes across a kingdom of birds. And he becomes their ruler. He's their benevolent overlord, and he mates with them and makes man-bird children. It's kind of a, you know, it's for birdophiles, as we call ourselves.
You could have said the crow. You could have said, you could have said the birds.
No, but Bird Kingdom is real. Yeah, I mean, there's Birds with Alfred Hitchcock. Everyone knows that one, though. The Crow is not really about birds. That's kind of like we definitely shun that movie.
I thought I snuck that one in.
In the bird exploration genre, snobs of it. We kind of shun it. But yeah, anyways, I don't need to prove myself to you. I'm going to go ahead and rank the movie now, if you don't mind. Do you mind?
I do mind a little bit, but it's not enough to get in your way.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you controlling yourself. Well, Quality Wilson, he was in this movie a lot. Didn't get top bill. Didn't really have as many lines. They kind of got lazy with his character towards the end of the movie, where it was just literally him walking and shooting birds. Not with guns, but with cameras and stuff. They don't kill any birds in this movie. So, you know, he didn't have a lot of lines. I was a little disappointed in the fact he didn't have many lines. But, you know, he looked great. He was color coordinated the whole time. I love the Adventurer Wilson look. His hair wasn't quite as long as I like, but it was still good Wilson hair. And he had some fun hats. He had a few fun hats. So I gave the Quality Wilson a 6.
Nice.
I gave it a 6. Hang on a second. Something fucking terrible is happening right now.
It's very unprofessional.
Oh, God. That's a cell phone call. I'm sorry. I'll have to cut
that
one out.
Professional.
I'm getting an email right now from the producer. Shit. Steven.
Let me just finish this email and continue.
Yeah, okay. So, just stop telling Steven to fuck off. So, the Quality of Wilson was good. Film, it was pretty straightforward. You're right. There was no big surprises here in this one. There was no big surprises. I was expecting more of a barn burner comedy. I wanted to see some real, even slapsticky action between the three
cover.
Of them. But they didn't really even interact that much together. You know, it was very much so just, it was all about the birds, which had its own right. But I wanted to see some good fucking jokes here. I wanted to see them getting some hijinks with the birds. We didn't really get that. So Quality Film, I gave them 5. Watchability, I gave a 7. I would watch it again. Only because I feel like, because I was so excited about this movie and I feel so let down right now, I feel like I must have missed something.
You like birds, yeah.
And I like birds.
What's that bird movie? I thought of another bird movie. Bird exploration genre?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, yes.
Where the girl, she's a little girl, and there's a bunch of geese, and one of the geese gets hurt, and they won't fly away home. That might be the name of the movie. So she has to build a flying machine, and she flies them back to Canada.
Yeah,
fly away home?
Maybe.
Type that in.
Yeah. You want me to type this in?
That's got
to
be the
to
number
which
one.
To which computer? Because we have 6 over here in the head station. Oh, this one needs to stay here.
Is that how you delete things, man?
I have so many computers
going
right now.
There's so many quicker ways to delete information.
So many computers going right now. I can't. I need to hit one key at a time. All right? There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening over here.
Type in Fly Away Home.
Fly
Geese movie.
Away Home. I think this is a Pearl Jam song. Yep, Pearl Jam song.
1996.
No, it's the movie. It's the movie. IMDb.
Oh, I want that good trailer.
Oh, yeah. They probably got a trailer on here. Why is Stranger Things all over everything I'm clicking on these days? Is it that good? I could watch it now on Amazon Prime for $3.
Let's get that good trailer going.
Where do they have that in this contraption?
The top. YouTube. Go back.
We're going to go back.
It was just down right there.
The trailer. Yeah, there we go.
HD trailer, 1996. Dude, I grew up on this movie on TV. I think it's made for TV.
Let me go ahead and turn it up.
At 14, she came from halfway around the world to live on her father's farm.
Megan, just like you remember it.
I don't.
You don't what?
Remember.
He was a dreamer who didn't remember what it meant to be a dad.
I'm going to be in the shop.
Nothing could ever make them a family.
Hi.
This is Susan. She's a friend of mine.
Kevin Geese, you think, died in the making of this movie?
Sure. It's called imprinting. Amy was the first thing they saw when they were born, so they think she's their mother.
That one's fluffy, and that one's grumpy.
See, the problem with your birds is they're going to want to migrate south, and they need someone to show them how.
Moggy! Moggy!
They were orphans.
Cut them down.
All domestically raised geese have to be rendered flightless.
Oh, man.
No! Dylan.
Stay off of my place!
Who needed a mother to teach them?
You gotta feed them every 2 hours. You're not allowed to put them outside.
Amy.
Are you sure you can handle this?
And a father to show them the way.
Suppose I built aircraft.
Oh, damn it. I remember this movie.
It's a great idea. You know, birds follow me, I follow you. We all go south.
Together, they charted a course.
Let's go to the right. It's all you, Amy.
Tested their wings.
I think we had enough of that. I think we got the idea. I'm pausing it now.
You know what I miss the most from 1996 movies?
What?
When they had trailers that were 5 minutes long.
Yeah, that was really
but
a
yeah,
high
is that
point.
Not the number one bird movie?
I mean, I remember this movie from being a wee tot.
I'm pretty sure that girl is
a little
like a
Gosling,
famous,
if you will.
No, I think she's a famous actress now.
Oh, is it Steven Tyler's daughter? I bet it's Steven Tyler's daughter.
Well, we can go back to IMDb. We got some time to kill.
No. Cast Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin, yeah.
Anna
she
Paquin.
She was
Dana
she's
Delaney.
In one of those TV shows. She's definitely, yeah, she's, come on. Anna Paquin.
I think she's somehow related to Steven Tyler, too. I don't think I'm totally wrong here. She's a little bit related to Steven, but we're all a little
so
related
So what was
to
your final score?
My final score, I believe, was, hang on. 6. I just did a lot of math over there. Sorry.
You spit up on yourself.
No, I think you're just confused because of all the flashes from the corner over here where I did my equations. It's just a bottle of whiskey I take a sip out of.
Well, mine, of course, is 5.
Yeah, that's okay. And that's a good score, too. I like that number, too.
So overall, that's a 5.5.
5.5. Boom.
Pitch a Wilson. All right, go ahead, Pitcher Wilson.
All right, my Pitcher Wilson here is more or less a movie idea than it is something that should happen in real life and maybe can be a documentary after it does happen in real life. It will be on the silver screen, though. I'm thinking of, you know, an attorneys at law, Kevin Bacon and Owen Wilson.
Didn't you pitch this last week?
No. Did I? I think I pitched it to you in a car with no microphones around.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I remember now. Yeah. Okay, yeah, sorry, yeah. Folks. I have heard this. You have not heard this. I'll be quiet.
Yeah. So, it's Bacon and Wilson, attorneys at law. They have their own, you know, law firm company that maybe they inherited from, like, Kevin Bacon's great uncle or something.
And they're playing themselves.
And they're playing themselves in it. But they don't know what they're doing. They just like to kick back and have a good time, you know? So they become attorneys at law, barring the fact that none of them have licenses to practice. But in this world, like, it doesn't matter, you know? As long as you have the company, you could be an acting
lawyer.
God,
you got two wild cards in the same room. Who's going to be the straight man here?
Well, I think they're going to take turns, and they're going to learn from each other a little bit.
Wow.
You have Wilson kicking back, leaning over the secretary's desk, you know, jive talking with her. You got Kevin Bacon up playing, you know, that mini golf game executives play up in the office.
You're literally talking about the next movie we're going to watch, The Internship. But go on. You don't know that yet.
Oh, no, I don't. I've not seen that movie.
It's literally the character dynamic.
Oh, okay, yeah. But I'm hoping for a little bit of that. You know, maybe they shake up the courtroom a little bit, and maybe they actually end up changing the system in the long run versus the system changing them.
Who plays the angry judge that's tired of their shit?
Well, Ernest Borgnine.
Nice. Not sure he's alive, but nice pick.
We'll find someone else
who
if he's
who plays their secretary?
Their secretary is played by none other than... Wait for it. Sarah Jessica Parker.
And what is the big case that it kind of focuses our attention in on this... Do we, you know, we just jump into their reality? What's the big case that they're trying to tackle? Maybe gets them on the right page.
Well, it's going to be a scenario much like you're familiar with the abduction, the first televised abduction of Johnny Gotch, where he allegedly was put into a pedophile ring in Oklahoma.
Yes,
it's going to be a case very
Gotch,
similar to that.
The Gotch case.
Gotch case, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Pedophile rings in Oklahoma.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know who's going to play that character, right?
Johnny Gotch?
No, not Johnny Gotch, but his abductors, the leader of the abductors.
Cillian Murphy?
No, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, okay. Yeah. God. I want to get as far away from this podcast as possible.
Okay, now you go. Now you go.
Okay, what have I always said is the last great frontier?
Underground.
Ah, incorrect.
No, that is the last great frontier.
One last guess, though. I think you're close. So you technically are close.
The way back of the Arby's in North Haven, Connecticut.
I am talking about, of course, the American highway system.
Oh.
I want to see Owen Wilson play a cowboy hat wearing trucker.
Oh, no.
With a handlebar mustache.
Oh, no.
On the open road. Just getting into, there's so much trucker culture that me and you don't know. We're just not privy to.
Yeah, I'm
the rest stops,
by it.
The truck stops with the showers in them. Trucker jokes. Have you ever heard a good trucker joke?
I used to hear what your dad says sometimes. They're pretty good jokes.
My dad is a trucker. He tells a lot of trucker jokes. Mm-hmm. Actually, this Thanksgiving, I'm just going to record the entire thing, audio, and I'm going to play it back
Make
for
that
you.
The screenplay for it, too. That sounds hilarious.
Yeah, it's basically a movie. It's like it's kind of a day-in-the-life movie. There's no plot necessarily around it. It's kind of like art house, kind of. And basically, we just follow him, and I wanted to look real 70s. I'm going to make like period piece this, like 73.
73 is a good 70s year.
I'd have to look at like the release of some songs because I want certain stuff on the radio playing. But basically, yeah, it's him. It's him picking up people, giving rides in his sleeper trailer, bobtailing, and how much he hates it.
Yeah, bobtailing is something I always liked a lot. Yeah.
It's just
third wheeling.
Just a really easy movie.
Fifth wheeling. Fifth wheeling, is that what it's called?
The fifth wheel.
The fifth wheel, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know about the fifth wheel.
Yeah.
You can Google it, though.
Yeah. I would like to see some just real trucker-oriented.
That's what I'm saying.
Trucker buddies, like Woody Harrelson should be in there as a trucker buddy.
Yeah, there's not too many trucker movies.
No, there's really not. I mean, you have your classic ones from the 70s that never got revamped.
Yeah. And like he's not a good Burt guy, he's
Reynolds,
not a bad
like,
guy either.
He's just a rootin' wild
good
trucker.
Guy. Like, yeah. But he's not bad in the slightest bit. He's just a trucker.
But he's no heroic.
No, he's just
a protagonist. He's just a
country
trucker. He's a trucker.
That's
he's
it.
A man. He's
dropping
a regular
hook,
fella.
Bobtail.
Yeah. I liked it. I would love to see
that's
this.
That's it.
Movie.
Yeah, just a simple one. It's us in the cab with him. You know, we go into some diner so we can film a little conversation.
A little greasy spoon action there.
Yeah, but that's it. And then back on the road.
Yeah, I like this. I think this is one of your better ones in a long time.
I do. I really like this
one. No, as an actual good movie, I'd like to see.
Yeah, I'd like to write this one. That one's nice. I like that.
Well, all right, that's about wraps it up for this episode.
It does
then.
Wrap it up.
I think that wrapped up nicely.
Yeah, and once again, we'll be watching The Internship next.
Stay tuned.
We're in a good run of movies. Like we're in, like,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I just can't wait.
But yeah, that was the big year.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. And if you want to contact us, please send us a fucking email, please. snakeandt@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And is spelt out A-N-D.
Yep. And don't forget, tell your friends about us. Download us on iTunes and Podomatic and all the popular podcast apps. Surprisingly, we're up there. Who knows how that happens?
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing that we do. So we just must have some real big fans that get
and,
our cassette tapes
if you'd like to join
load
our,
them up.
Last chance to join our Secret Santa Snake and Tea giveaway extraordinaire extravaganza.
Yeah, please get in there because we have so many available tickets left, you know.
Right.
It doesn't even cost any money. Just enter in your fucking name and your address. We're not going to drive to your house.
Make sure in the subject line you put Snake and Tea's Secret Santa Extraordinaire Extravaganza, though. That's the only way.
Blow out.
Yeah.
Blow out. That's this year's special. Sizzling edition would be, you know, you'll get some extra bonus points. Please, just enter the raffle. We will send you a literal fucking gift in the mail. No one signed up last year or the year before that. We will send you a fucking gift.
And then it's Secret Santa, but we knew me and you were the only one signed up.
Yeah.
So obvious.
So it was just us exchanging gifts and looking all frowny faced.
Yeah. The same Gary. We just exchanged Gary Glitter albums.
Yeah.
We just happened to get the same gift too. It's just terrible. It was a terrible Christmas.
Yeah, joke gifts, but you got the joke gift back.
Cried my sleep. Cried myself into 2017.
I cried in my sleep. That's how sad I was. Mm-hmm. While sleeping, I was sobbing.
It's tough to do.
All right. Well, thanks. Bye. Bye.